Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And we celebrate Friday the 13th and Father's Day on a Bad Choice Friday. Representing Friday the 13th, the one and only Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder Superstition, representing a Father's Day, that would be the Kings of Dad Rock Creed.
Can you take me higher?
Will it be Creed and Higher or Stevie Wonder and Superstition? Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. How is the voting on this one, by the way? Is this a close one?
A little one-sided.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, a little one-sided. Gonna be a fun day, though.
How are we leaning?
Huh?
Where are we leaning?
People a little superstitious on a Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Nice.
And it's a cool song.
It is just a great song.
It really is.
And also,
just Creed's not as back as we thought.
I'm pulling for Creed.
Are you?
Yeah, it's just because I haven't heard that song in a long time. I listen to Stevie Wonder all the time at home.
So that's true. What have you listened to more recently?
I don't even own
Stevie
Creed.
Wonder.
Yeah, exactly.
Miles, let's pull for Creed.
Nobody's going there to vote for Creed. I'm just saying I was hoping it would win. I was people like, oh, yeah, let's play some Creed today.
Creed.
Why don't you buy a Creed album?
Yeah, vinyl.
Might as well.
Treat yourself.
Creed vinyl.
One of those two tunes coming up on a Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, girl, want to see my train set? Listen to Creed on vinyl?
I bet she'd say yes.
She said it's a weird ass, man.
First time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And we'll jump right into the birthdays brought to you by our friends at Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, want to wish my daughter, Serafina. A happy fifth birthday. Could she get a fart montage and Coach Ted hyping her up for kindergarten next year? Lots of love that from Daddy.
All right. So let's cut down on that. We're in kindergarten now, all right?
Yeah.
Second of all, tell everybody, it's going to be some new rules. Dominate recess. Dominate nap time. Hell, have fun. It's snack time. Remember to bring something for the whole class. And then other than that, when you're going in for your first day, don't worry. Mom and Dad, you'll see them in a few hours. Just chill out. That name got popular again.
What's that now?
Serafina. I know a Serafina. I mean, really? She's like 11.
Well, that's why I couldn't read the name right, Serafina. I apologize.
Yeah.
There's a different spelling. God almighty. There's a there's an Italian restaurant on the East Lake called Serafina, and it's a different spelling than this, so I couldn't phonetically figure
okay.
it out because it wasn't spelled the same way. I'm sure there's many spellings of that, but either way, back to the West Virginia public education system. Guys, hello, my name is Isabella.
Oh, you knew that one.
Me and my parents love...
Oh, hey, those Italian restaurants at Isabella.
That's right.
Let's spell it the same.
Me and my parents love listening to the men's room. Guess what? Friday the 13th is myself and my dad's birthday. So can we get a Suck It Up cupcake and a fish sandwich? Love you guys.
Yeah, you can.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Guys, today's my 32nd birthday. My only wish, my only wishes are for the Kinky Bears to wish me a happy birthday and for the captain to make Mike uncomfortable. Rock on, bitches. That from Jacob.
Ooh, Jacob. Just climb into bed and find out what a bear is all about.
It's not too big. It's not too small. No, it's just right.
Yes.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. Say something to make Mike uncomfortable. Well, it's not the captain's business to make Mike uncomfortable. Although, my womb broom did tickle little Debbie's gummy cane. Crunch bears.
But y'all, today's my 36th birthday and my first as a father. I would like nothing more than a full night's sleep. But since that's not an option these days, I would love to hear from Coke Ted about what to do on the lake in Coeur d'Alene. And since I have officially earned the title, how about some dad jokes for Miles? Thanks, bitches, and congrats on 20 years.
Thank you.
That from Scott in Spokane.
All right, man, you're going over to Coeur d'Alene. Let me tell you something. Do you like bracelets? Don't do coke there. They do not play around, man. Those cops are psychos. I'm telling you, I was over there two summers ago, came back with a rap sheet, and not like one of the good ones. Not Kendrick, like I was in jail.
Seriously, don't do drugs in Idaho. Yeah. I wouldn't even smoke weed over there.
No. If you have a, look, dude, if you have a license plate that's not from Idaho, they'll pull you over anyway.
Yep.
You'd be going 54 miles an hour in a 55.
You're going below the speed limit.
That's right. Couple dad jokes on a Dad Joke Friday.
Fella.
If guys,
you're lucky.
Speaking of earlier conversations, I'm tired of people saying America has the stupidest people of any country in the world.
Oh, yeah?
I personally think it's Europe. Guys, did you hear the inventor of the throat lozenge just died?
No.
There will be no coffin at the funeral.
All right. I wonder where you're going with that. Got lodged.
What does a candy bar do when you tell it a dad joke?
It's Snickers.
It's Snickers.
All right.
Coming from a dad.
Yeah. And did you guys know that people in Dubai do not like the Flintstones?
No.
But people in Abu Dhabi do.
So dumb.
Abu Dhabi do. Hello.
You think he named the country?
Abu Dhabi do.
Abu Dhabi do.
Abu Dhabi do.
Actually, I'm not going to make fun of Abu Dhabi.
That's so stupid.
Why is that?
I don't know. It just seems like a lot of super rich people live there and stuff.
Back
like,
to not taking drugs anyway, right?
Yeah, like, I don't know. It just seems like bad.
Hello. Please give a shout-out to my brother, Brant, the best bunk on his 39th trip around the sun. So can I get some dirty Germans talking about what he can expect tonight on Friday the 13th, some jokes for Miles, and an original fish sandwich. Also, it'd be awesome if you guys could send him some swag, like a large T-shirt or hat.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah. Thanks a ton. We love the show. That from the lovely Jenna.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, for his birthday on Friday the 13th, I think he can expect a mouth hug from someone wearing a hockey mask.
Yeah, ease us out to remember be careful because it's Friday the 13th. So every time you yawn, that means a ghost puts his in your mouth. So I notice Mike's not yawning as much today.
Damn!
Dad Joke Friday. Guys, have you checked out the band Duvet?
No.
Oh.
Cover
all
band.
All they do is covers?
They do covers.
They do covers. All right.
That's...
Give us a shot.
All right. Does anyone remember my seriously, my chiropractor joke?
No.
Told it about a week back.
It cracked us up.
All right, you guys should be able to put this one together. What do you call a wreath made out of $100 bills? A wreath made out of $100 bills.
Benjamin wreath sling?
I don't know.
Aretha Franklin's.
Oh, damn it. Damn it, man.
Aretha Franklin's.
I'll use that tonight.
Yeah.
I got thought about you first.
Oh, wow. And on our Father's Day. Did you guys know, historically speaking, 100 years ago, two brothers claimed that they could fly?
Oh, yeah?
They were right. And God, my wife really hates it when the 20-year-old next door neighbor's unpaid topless.
Why?
Me, I'm on the fence. All of it, Jules. Wishing my lovely...
Hi-de-ho, neighbor.
Josie. Josie, a happy 40th. She's the best wife and mother anyone could ever ask for. Please give her a cat fart. And the dirty German's telling her how much she will enjoy the gluten-free dessert that I'll be serving her tonight. Stay beautiful, guys. That from Alex.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, listen, when you bring up a cat fart, that is what I hope to make you do tonight. But we call it something different.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's what's for dinner.
Yeah, sounds like it's flourless, but yet it'll be full of salt. Gluten-free.
Yeah.
Oh, Michelle is a long-time listener, first time emailing you guys. Today I celebrate 41 rotations around the sun. So out to Coach Ted on how to celebrate my birthday. Thanks, guys. That's from Justin in Renton.
Ooh, all right. Friday, birthday, Friday the 13th. Justin, I mean, I think it's a plain and simple plan, all right? First of all, hopefully you're already off of work. Second of all, maybe stop by the weed shop. I don't know if you smoke weed or not. Third of all, man, do whatever the hell you want. You get a burger, you go get hammered. Maybe you don't even drink. Just stay up late and party because it's Friday and it's your birthday. And tell some girl you're into spooky stuff tonight. It'll get you laid.
Spooky stuff.
Yeah, I'm into spooky stuff too, girl.
Gentlemen, today is my Uncle Mike's 70th birthday. He's one of my favorite people in the world, and when he's not trading recipes or bitching about the Mariners, he's been painting or cooking something awesome while being the best dog and cat dad. So can he please get a Johnson boat, a hippo fart, and the captain telling about the adventures he had with Bob Ross in an art gallery? Thank you, guys, and rock on. That from Nephew Alex and Aunt Marcel.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. You know, it was a really big deal to have the legendary Bob Ross at an art gallery. He's an artist, after all. People wanted his autograph or to take pictures with him, but when the Chiquita Banana Lady met him, she asked to see one of his happy trees. So he dropped his pants. She thought that was kind of rude and said, I thought you worked for PBS. And that's when Bob let her know the PBS stands for Puckered Butt Splitter. Crunch Berries.
Dear God. Guy Ross is a legend.
Legend.
Absolute legend.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra of emails, crime stories. Bacholas are catching up on the podcast on the Odyssey app. Had an epic crime story with a satisfying ending. Back when I lived in my apartment, we had many break-ins on our mailboxes. One time back in the day, before online payment options, I was sending money orders to pay for things online. Well, it had been longer than normal, and my seller hit me up saying, hey, where's the payment? So I had to cancel the money order and send a new one. Shortly after I did that, I got a huge packet of information from the U.S. Mail Fraud Division. Had a picture of my shredded envelope containing my original payment I sent in, and some forms asking me things like, what was the payment for? Who was it sent to, etc. Then I needed a witness to sign. Once I sent it in, a couple weeks later, got another notification that my information sent in helped close a mail theft ring and sent three people to jail.
Nice.
Very satisfying to see them get what's coming to them. Thanks, and keep up the great work. You guys are the best show on Seattle radio and keep me sane and laughing daily. And one more on the crime tip.
Crime tip.
Good afternoon, Jim. Gents. I was a victim of theft, but didn't realize it for over a week. Back in 2000, I'd taken a trip to see the family in thriving the thriving metropolis that is Gresham, Oregon. Mm.
I know Gresham.
On my way out of town, I decided to fill up my car. And as you know, at least back then, you could not pump your own gas. So pull into the Shell, hand over my debit card. They run inside to run my card. I immediately return to fill up my car. Then I'm off the Federal Way. A few days later, I'm out with this girl from work. We went out on occasion for a short period of time. Shoot pool, throw darts, have some drinks, rip cigs, as Ted would say. Kind of had a real Gwen Stefani look to her.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, I go to settle up on our bill, and the bartender, who we knew pretty well, tells me my card is declined. That's odd. I run it again, sure enough. This is before smartphones, so I actually called the credit union, sponsored by Large Airplanes, to check my balance. I had been completely wiped out and put in the negative. They got me for over $400, and that is a lot for a 24-year-old kid, especially back in the 2000s. Turns out, after the bank did their investigation, the thieves had cloned my card and used it at just Shell stations, from Kelso, Washington, all the way through Kent East Hill, until they ran out of money. I keep a pretty meticulous record, so I was able to recoup all but $20. Shout out to the credit union. They did a solid job. F Oregon. After that, I never paid for gas in that state. I just wait till I got to Washington to fill up. Thank you, gentlemen, for all the laughs, and stay thirsty. That from Jake out of North Carolina. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
How much food could a food truck truck? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
Three times fast.
How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
One.
How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
Two.
How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. Wow. There you go. Big win. Yes, Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. And their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Wasn't the latest night in the world, but it was damn productive.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Hard work, man.
Came up with some great tongue twisters for you, Ted, there, but you're not going to believe this one. We got an email from a listener this morning.
That is unbelievable.
Who submitted a Ted versus the FCC.
All right.
I was like, wow, this is crazy.
Finally.
Yeah. Oh, this is from our buddy D-Man.
This is crazy.
D-Man.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Hey, can I get your number?
Yeah. And he sends us one, Ted versus the FCC, about a fine young lady that goes by the name of Twyla. Actually, I used to know a Twyla.
Really?
Sure did.
I've heard the name, never met a Twyla.
She 80?
No, Twyla was a really, really good-looking teacher in high school, and I was her teacher, her student assistant.
Twyla.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little fun fact for you. Twyla was married to Terry Bowden. So Twyla Bowden.
Oh,
was,
all right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And he still didn't recruit me. This week on Ted versus the FCC. He didn't. He went down to Stanford, and he kind of screwed me over.
No.
But he told me he was going to, and he did, and he lied.
Bastard.
Mm-hmm.
College football coach lied?
Yes, he did.
That is unbelievable.
Son of a...
To my face.
Damn it.
Then he went on to Auburn, and he lied again the following year. Because you could transfer after your redshirt. So this year, this week's Ted versus the FCC, dealing with Twyla goes something like this. Twyla squats to twirl her taut curly locks. Yeah. Twirly curly taut locks caught on Twyla's top, so twirly Twyla fought and unlocked taut curly locks. The way that we play Ted versus the FCC. Yeah. You have to read that one time through, then three times fast for Twyla.
Oh, damn it. All right.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
It's all right.
Come on, man. Be confident.
Yeah. All right.
Oh.
You're so. Well, I'm not sure what to, I'm not sure what to do here.
You didn't get out of the gate.
A bit of a false start. Like, do we just jump back in?
No, I don't think we do.
No, we don't.
No,
okay.
The rule is one time through, then three times fast. Taut.
Okay. Doesn't look like it.
Whatever you say, dude.
Yes, it's kind of like the rope was taut.
Yeah, taut.
Yeah.
Like tight.
Yeah.
I mean, I like what you
said.
My
bad, Mike. That came out way too easily.
I would pay to see her do that.
I would pay to see her what Ted said.
Yeah. She, nice. Ooh, do yeah, that.
Very
yeah.
nice.
Party trick.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast for the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New research shows that weight loss drugs are giving men Ozempic penis.
Is that good or bad?
Yeah.
It's good.
Good.
Is it?
It is good.
Okay. I mean, it's bigger.
It is bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Guys are like, dude, inch and a half.
No way.
That's what they're saying.
Every 30 pounds is a half.
Right? But the thing is that they were also saying, like, I was smaller, technically, or maybe lighter, when I had last measured, before I went on Ozempic. And then they did. They got, slimmed down. They got rid of a lot of fat, and they actually were longer.
That's what I'm telling my doctor.
What's that?
I'm telling him. I just need an inch.
Hey,
well, are you really fat enough for this?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Help a guy out.
Yes. I've gained 12 pounds in the last month. Seriously. Give me the Ozempic.
Do you have to stay on Ozempic, or once it makes your penis bigger, you can just eat?
Well, I got to assume that as you get bigger, like, it'll recompensate.
All right.
I hope. Hey, not enough long-term, but, like, long-term studies.
Right. We'll find out.
But in theory, what I could see, from what I've been reading is, like, you could, I guess, kind of go off it. A lot of people have just said, like, it made him less hungry. Like, I had a friend that did it, and he was like, I just kind of, like, he would still go drink. He's like, I just didn't want to drink as much. So some people are saying it just changed kind of their...
Killed the cravings.
Yeah, it kind of changed how they just ate, and they were like, turns out, like, you health nuts, you're right. Fruit is nature's candy. You know?
Luxury farm resorts are the next big glamorous getaway.
Everybody wants to... And look, I have a cowboy hat, so I get it. But that's, like, the new thing. I think the Yellowstone helps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's, like, this fantasy about it. Which, you know, I remember there was a movie called City Slickers.
Mm-hmm.
They went on one of those things.
Yeah.
Someone charging $3,000 a night.
because people are willing to pay it.
That's right.
Right? That's it.
Hey, if it works. If it works.
I mean, I get it. If you got the money to go spend it, go on the range and be a real cowboy for a weekend. Cowboy.
And realize why you're not cut out for it.
I'm sorry, Ted. There's been a recall on some cans of Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar.
I know.
Because you're basically just drinking a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Turns out I just like Dr. Pepper. Son of a bitch. Dr. Pepper's fantastic. I love it, dude.
I was never a DP guy. And then, recently I started getting into the side. Come on, we're grown-ups.
It's like plum soda,
I know.
I don't know. I just started drinking. Like, that Zero is delicious.
Gotta love a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard to watch college football and not.
Oh, those ads are great.
And it's constant.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, before I realized, I'm like, I do need a Dr. Pepper.
Get him out of here.
Screw this beer.
Give me the sody pop.
I'm having so much fun.
Meta is filing a lawsuit against the maker of the Nudify app for obvious reasons.
Nudify?
That's exactly the horrible thing that you think it is I believe that you can take a picture of somebody and then it uses AI technology to undress them.
Instead of using my own eyes.
I wonder if it gives you the benefit of the doubt, though.
Why are they suing?
Because there's a lot of people a lot of young kids that are having some real big mental issues because all of a sudden all these boys that are in high school are like, dude, I got so-and-so's naked picture.
You know, it's interesting to me because Meta's filing a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Why did he form Facebook?
So, well, that was just so that, you know, gossip could get around.
Specific gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's dating who? Who's going to be where?
Yeah, a little more specific than that.
It was more specific than that. You got
to
remember.
To rate women's looks.
Right.
That is why he
started
it.
Right. And it started at Harvard. But like in the early 2000s, my buddies were going to Hopkins. And I was like, what is this? Because that was one of the first schools to get it after Harvard.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's no doubt of what it was.
I mean, I'm glad they're doing it, but it's just like, man, you basically started as the same thing. But it's right. If they had had the tech, that's what it would have been.
Right. And if you're doing that, if you're making AI images of people naked, have a little shame. Just have a little shame.
And make me look good, please.
For real. That's the only thing that I want
to do. Give me Ozempic penis.
Like, I don't want to make mine and like, all right, what do you think I look like on here? All right, I'm not looking too bad under there.
Surprise.
Oh, no, it thinks I'm horribly fat. The price of eggs is finally coming down, but now the price of bacon is spiking.
Cool.
I'd have to assume gas is going to go up.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
that's already on the climb there.
I watched a hockey game and then filled up.
Attaboy. Get ahead of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Scientists have successfully beamed light through a human head, paving the way for new brain imaging methods.
Oh. Depends who it is.
Yeah, I just
thought. If it's Paris Hilton, they just use the flashlight.
Just goes for one ear. Right. Oh, there it is.
I can't hear a damn thing. You ever seen Charlie Sheen? It's like he's in the Navy. It's like Top Gun, but it's a
hot
joke.
Shots.
Hot Shots.
Yeah.
No.
That's great, dude. Yeah,
you should watch. I mean, you talk about slapstick, just stupid humor.
Stupid.
But I forget who the older like general's supposed to be, and that's his thing. He puts in, and he can like the handkerchief goes through his brain.
Oh my
he's
god!
He's just like
getting it all clean. Experts are concerned that weight loss drugs are causing people to overlook other important health practices.
Well, of course.
Right. It's because you're using pills to lose the weight.
I mean, if you get a magic pill for anything, that's what people are going to do. If you say, look, you don't have to put in the work, this thing will do it for you. People, whether it's true or not, people are going to give it a try.
Yeah. I don't know. And I don't, again, like I have some friends that are taking them. I don't know that they all work that well. You got to change some things.
You do.
You know?
You do. And I will go hoarse saying this. Focus on your health, not losing weight. If you focus on your health, your weight will go.
Yeah. Right? I also think for a lot of people, it's a tool in the toolbox, right?
Sure.
It's going to be like, you know, like you wouldn't be like, Jesus, man, what are you taking, creatine? You're cheating. Right, no, right. He's trying to get bigger.
Correct. Correct. Mattel has partnered with OpenAI to make AI toys for children.
Cool.
Or rather, integrating that in there. They're like putting it into a Barbie so that your kids can talk to their Barbie.
They don't need to talk to Barbie.
They don't need to.
Right. And then we're going to go, why don't they go outside anymore?
Correct. How come kids aren't talking to each other anymore? It's like because they don't need to.
Hopefully Barbie says, get some real friends and go outside.
Right. Like,
I'm Barbie, damn it.
We're isolated enough as we. Dude, mark my words. That stuff comes out. Give me 10, 20 years. And all of a sudden the study's going to be like, the depression amongst young kids is skyrocketing because they're not socializing enough. Like, what do you know?
Barbie said I was attractive. No girl will go out with me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Barbie's a damn liar.
A new study found that...
Well, she is.
Damn liar.
Yeah, she told Ken he was smart.
A new study found that financial difficulties negatively impact our brains.
Come on. No kidding.
Did we really have to have a study for that?
We didn't need one, but they're like, I bet you we can get money to study something everyone knows the answer to.
Right. You can have whatever view you want of homeless people. Generally, they're not going to be the pleasantest bunch because nobody wants to be doing that.
That is correct. Say this from personal experience.
That's what I was about to say.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Definitely had a mental impact on me.
It is Friday the 13th, gentlemen, a day that has a lot of spooky connotation. But do you know
the
origins?
We actually know a guy that laughs like that. I'm not making it up.
Oh, no, really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I'm like...
I swear to God. Nice
and
guy.
And he's a big dude. He's an awesome dude. Yeah. But, I mean, when his shoulders bounce, when you can't miss it. He's like, what is he, 6'6"?
Something like that.
6'4", 5'?
Yeah.
But have you ever thought about what are the origins of some of these spooky creatures?
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
The top 10 origins of monsters, ghosts, and spooky things. This is one of the most vile monsters in existence. It's been around for eons. The herpes stallion. It creeps up on you under the cover of darkness, and this monster can take on many forms. The most conniving and alluring form is that of a floozy, a tart, a Trixie. You know, she's the one like the town bicycle. Everyone's had a ride, and therein lies the problem. One bite from the herpes stallion and you're plagued for life. And it presents in many forms, too. Pain or itching around your toadstool. Bumps, blisters around your bag, butt, or eating hole. If you need to have relations that bad, just do the old enum claw. Right, Mike?
What?
But bring some carrots. Positive Friday.
Damn, man. Thank you, VD. So these are the origins of, monsters, ghosts, spooky things. Oh, they start with jack-o'-lanterns. Anybody know where that one came from?
No. Keep evil spirits away or something.
So the name jack-o'-lantern comes from an Irish myth in which a man called Stingy Jack tricks the devil and ends up condemned to walk the earth, unable to get into heaven or hell. According to the tale, the original lantern was carved out turnip was a carved out turnip Jack used to light his way as he wandered in the dark. When Irish immigrants brought this story to America, they discovered that pumpkins native to their new home made an even spookier candle holder.
Yeah, so I knew it was turnips at first. I'm like, wow, you hard up for something interesting.
Zombies. The flesh-eating creatures of movies galore are Haitian in origin. Mm-hmm. Animated corpses raised by voodoo priests called Bokers? Bokors?
Don't know.
Once reanimated, the zombies would remain under the control of that particular spirit and do their bidding. The creatures first entered widespread popular culture in the 1929 book The Magic Island by William Seabrook. And 3 years later, in the film White Zombie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where the band does take its name.
Mummies!
No kidding.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Oh, yeah. Rob Very Zombie fun. was a big fan of the old school horror.
I just assumed he looked in the mirror.
Yeah. I got a name.
Mummies. In ancient Egypt, Ooh. Mummification was a type of body preservation thought to be developed by people looking to mimic the way the desert kept bodies from decaying. As the popularity of all things Egyptian skyrocketed in Europe during the 19th century, the mummy and its supposed curse became the standard horror trope.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, some of that stuff, too, it's like maybe like Napoleon and stuff, maybe you shouldn't have gone digging around in all the artifacts in Egypt and stuff. Like, yeah. I don't know if you're cursed, it's just bad luck. Bad juju.
It is bad juju. Headless horseman.
All right.
In Irish
legends.
Oh,
that was Ronald, man. Got his head knocked off.
That freaked me out.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one I was scared to death of.
So, yeah. In Irish legends, the Dullahan is a frightening being indeed. Sitting upon a horse, the man rides with his head held high in his hand so that he may scan his surroundings. If that wasn't creepy enough, don't worry. The Dullahan also carried a whip made out of a human spine.
Jesus.
Dear God, they made it worse.
He's bringing it home.
Our very own mythical creature right here in the Pacific Northwest.
Sasquatch.
Bigfoot. It's a large, furry, ape-like creature that predominantly lives in the mountains and forests of the PNW, though he has also been spotted throughout the rest of North America. While many Bigfoot sightings are said to be hoaxes, it's believed that Bigfoot shares an origin story with another similar creature, the abominable snowman. Humans, as it turns out, have a tendency to make up giant, wild, ape-like creatures that live on the edges of civilization. Similar creatures are found in the First Nations myths of British Columbia, where some say the Sasquatch was a figure meant to keep children from misbehaving.
I thought some of it, too, was just like they didn't know what which animals were which. Like, oh, I guess it's a wild beast.
It's like Bigfoot.
It's like, ah, it's probably just a grizzly bear, dude, on two legs.
The origins of monsters, ghosts, and all things spooky vampires.
No.
Well, that's from Vlad the Impaler, right?
Vampires entered the modern society through the publication of The Vampire, 1819, and Bram Stoker's Dracula in 1897. Though vampire-like creatures are present in the mythologies of many cultures, it was literature that began to shape their traits into the iconic ones that we know today. The vampires of Eastern Europe, for example, were not pale and thin, but ruddy and bloated. And I do believe that Vlad the Impaler was basically the motivation behind
for
Dracula.
Not so much vampirism, but Dracula himself.
Right.
I said the other thing, too, was, you know, back in the day, bodies weren't buried quite as well as they are now, but they would go look at a body maybe a week after you died, and because your gums recede and your skin recedes, right? So it looked like their teeth were bigger and their fingernails were longer. It's the skin receding. They don't know this at the time, but they're like, obviously this guy's still alive because he's still growing. So because the teeth are bigger, you had fangs, your big nails from the skin on your fingers going backwards. So people perceive that as they're still alive, these things are growing, and the thing that must be keeping them alive is blood. That part I don't know why, but that's where
it's. Well, and then wasn't like grave stealing bodies was a big deal for medical research.
Yeah.
But like you show up and like Thrill's just out of his coffin and be like, well, he must be a damn ghost now.
Well, now he's walking.
Mm-hmm.
Trick-or-treating.
Why me, man?
I think you have the most vampire-ish look.
I'm not even going to take it as an insult.
Jesus.
Well,
I probably will by the weekend's over. Wait a minute. Goddamn Ted said what?
I'm just taking this all deeper, Mike.
Trick-or-treating, mumming, or going around the neighborhood in costume and saying specific lines in exchange for food has been a staple of certain holidays since the Middle Ages. This custom first applied to Halloween in the 16th century Scotland when it was called guising. The term trick-or-treat wasn't used until 1930s and is decidedly American.
Huh, okay.
There you go. Something that we can relate to here in Seattle, the Kraken.
The Kraken.
Nice. According to Nordic folklore, the Kraken was a giant sea monster that could devour a ship and its entire crew in one swallow. The legend likely has its origins in sailors' encounters with giant squid reaching up to 60 feet in length. They may not be monsters, but they're pretty damn close.
Yeah, but if you don't know what it is, this giant thing wraps its tentacles around your reasonably small-ass boat back in the day.
Correct.
That is a monster.
Exactly. Flying broomsticks.
All right. I feel like I've heard this one before.
Never
but
mind. I didn't double check that one. They absolutely put the exact same paragraph as trick-or-treating in that one. So I don't have the origin of that one. My apologies. Dragons. Because cultures across the world have myths featuring dragons, it's likely the beasts have their own origins in a much more mundane creature. One theory holds that dinosaur fossils like those of the Stegosaurus were thought to be the remains of dragons. An anthropologist has another theory in his book, An Instinct for Dragons. Jones argues that a fear of large predators is inherent to the human mind.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you stumble upon those bones, you say, here's proof, right?
Right.
I like the one guy just went, hey, man, they should breathe fire, too.
Yeah.
Let's make it really scary.
What's the monster of Mexico there, Ted?
Chupacabra.
The well-named chupacabra, which literally means goat sucker. Goes back to the 90s in Puerto Rico when 8 sheep were found dead and entirely drained of their blood. Since then, it has been popular.
Oh, that kind of sucking. I thought it was 8 sheep smoking cigarettes.
Since then, it has been a popular scapegoat whenever livestock are suspiciously harmed. Theories hold that mange-infected dogs and coyotes, not chupacabras, committed the actual crime there.
I still like the chupacabra.
It's either a horrific ghost legend or a delicious drink that you can have on a Sunday morning.
A mimosa?
The other one.
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
Mimosa.
A Bellini?
Chanting Bloody Mary in front of a mirror of a dark bathroom is a sleepover tradition with debatable origins. The titular Mary could be the English Queen Mary I, who accused many Protestants of heresy and sealed their fate, earning her the nickname Bloody Mary. Given the common name, however, it's possible that Mary doesn't refer to anybody at all. She's just scary.
Well, she's bloody.
Exactly.
Actually, if you say it 3 times in the mirror, you get a cocktail.
Oh, here you go, buddy.
Yeah.
That was a big one when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. It was when I was a kid, too.
Yeah, you want to try it? Like, get a tube. Like, turn the lights on.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
And I'll leave you with this last spooky origin, and is very fitting on this day, Friday the 13th. So many of us fear the number 13 that there's a word for it, triskaidekaphobia. The superstitions surrounding Friday the 13th, however, are less concrete. One theory traces it to the Last Supper, attended by 12 apostles and Jesus, and the fact that the crucifixion traditionally took place on a Friday. The combination, the combined fear of Fridays and the number 13, however, didn't really take hold until the early 20th century when Thomas Lawson published a book called Friday the 13th.
Hmm. Yeah, because oddly enough, in Italy, it's the number 17.
Really?
Yeah, for whatever reason they've come up with.
Okay.
Right? So, yeah.
Miles, I know what you're wondering. How does a wedding photographer take pictures of groomsmen preparing for the wedding, yet has nothing to show for it?
I'm not sure.
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, graduation season is upon us, so congratulations to all the graduates on whatever level you're on. But today, specifically, we're going to say congratulations to one Jace Isabel Nakamoto Nakamata, who just graduated from UNLV. And in case you're wondering, Isabel, that's Jace's first middle name. Nakamoto is her second middle name, and then Nakamata is her last name. So Jace, Isabel, Nakamoto, Nakamata. Easy for me to say, but not the case for the MC of the UNLV graduation. Go ahead and take a listen as they call this woman to the stage after four grueling years of college.
Stephanie Marie Hodnett.
Jace Isabel. Komayo Makala Yala Nakamata.
Wow.
Jesus.
He's conjuring something.
He's doing that.
Jace Isabel. Komayo Makala Yala Nakamata.
Either he was having a stroke or he conjured a demon.
I know.
And it's hard to know what that was. Just one more time. It's really not that hard to say.
Jace Isabel. Komayo Makala Yala Nakamata.
But no matter what, she knew it was
hers.
So we pour this booze, we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.